Knowing that he would soon be put to death, Jesus resolutely set out to go to Jerusalem, and a great crowd followed him. He went ahead of the disciples, who were filled with dismay. Then he took the 12 aside and told them what was going to happen. "Listen," he said as they walked along, "we are going to Jerusalem, and everything that is written by the prophets about the Son of Man will be fulfilled. He will be betrayed to the chief priests and the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and then hand him over to the Gentiles, who will mock him and spit on him, flog him and kill him. But on the third day he will rise again." The disciples did not understand any of this. Then the mother of James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus with her sons, bowed before him, and asked him for a favor. "What is it you want?" he asked. She answered, "Grant that these two sons of mine may sit one at your right hand and the other at your left in your kingdom." "You don't know what you are asking," the Lord said to them. "Can you drink the cup I am going to drink, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" Christ had just described what the cup of pain and baptism of suffering implied, but James and John were not able to understand. So they answered, "We can." Jesus knew that his disciples would also have to suffer. James would become the first of the apostles to be martyred, and John would experience persecution and hardship during his long life in his master's service. So he replied, "You will indeed drink from my cup and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with, but to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give. These places belong to those for whom my Father has prepared them." When the 10 heard about this, they were angry with the two brothers. Jesus called them together and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles have power over the people, and their leaders exercise authority over them. But it shall not be so among you. Instead, whoever wants to become great must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." By his atoning death on the cross, Jesus was going to offer mankind the forgiveness of sins and salvation through faith in him. The road that led from Perea and the regions east of the Jordan to Jerusalem passed through Jericho, an important city in the Jordan Valley that lay about 27 kilometers to the north of Jerusalem. When Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were not far from the city, they came to a place where a blind man named Bartimaeus was sitting by the roadside begging. On hearing the crowd going by, Bartimaeus asked what was happening. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." So he began to call out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." The people in front rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me." The title Son of David was one of the names given in Israel to Messiah. Jesus stopped and ordered the man to be brought to him. So they said to the blind man, "Take courage, get up, he's calling you." So Bartimaeus jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. The Lord asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Go, your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus, praising God. When all the people saw this, they also praised God. In the Gospel of Matthew, two blind men are mentioned. Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and they both received their sight and followed him. Next episode, Zacchaeus, the tax collector.